Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
It's Saturday. He's armed with a week's worth of talking points and got up early for your listening pleasure. So kick back and enjoy all the immensity, the potency, and the intensity that is the Robin Lundberg Show. Here's the man so charismatic, we named the show after him, Robin Lundberg.
It is the Robin Lundberg Show, coming to you live from the Rocket Mortgage by Quicken Loan Studios. These are challenging times, and Rocket Mortgage is prepared to help. If you need mortgage assistance, contact their team 24/7 at rocketmortgage.com. From their home to yours, the team at Rocket Mortgage is with you. You know, am I allowed to be happy about something? Is that okay? Anthony, is that okay? Can I be happy? Am I allowed to celebrate and you know, smile and enjoy some news?
Of course, Robin.
I don't know. I mean, I feel like it's been terrible for so long. And we've all been trapped in this world of terrible that people have begun to default to terrible as our new norm. And, you know, I say that in jest, but with any joke, there's a little truth behind it, right? And I think people have been so rattled and so shell-shocked, rightfully so, I mean, given the circumstances, that the now default reaction, the first reaction to any bit of news is to destroy it or to talk about the negatives or to, you know, discuss why it might not work, you know, why it's all going to fail and it should not happen and we're all doomed. And I don't feel that way about the NBA coming back. I feel happy about the NBA coming back, or, you know, excited about the NBA coming back, especially once the schedule was put out. Before that, you know, as much as I like the NBA, and it's my favorite league, basketball is my favorite sport, but before the schedule release, I didn't really get that, you know, level of excitement. I didn't get that level of happiness, or, you know, that moment where you're just looking forward to something. It felt too foreign. It felt too far away. You know, still too worried about things that could upend it. And obviously, you know, time, it's like, all right, we're going to get excited. We're still in the midst of, you know, this pandemic. You know, there were more important things pressing at the moment that the league hopes to keep in front of people's minds when it comes to you know, racial inequality and social injustice and all that. You know, those are the very serious issues we were delving into as a country at that moment. It was like, yeah, the NBA is coming back, and people kept talking about the bubble and whether it was going to work and whether it was safe. The NBA is coming back. You know, it's going to take a massive event to change that. A massive event to change that now that the schedule is locked in. And now that they have, you know, the site all set up, the parameters set up for the season to begin anew or resume, if you will. You know, and I, for one, I don't know how it's going to work, but I've applauded the NBA for a while for having a plan in regards to this. And Adam Silver said yesterday something that I believe everybody kind of needs to hear during these times. And that's, we are left with no choice but to learn to live with the virus. He said, we know that COVID-19 will be with us for the foreseeable future. We are left with no choice but to learn to live with this virus. And that's just the truth. Right? Like, we can all hide from it until there's a vaccine. Do the best to hide from it we can. But we have no idea when that's going to happen. And it's definitely going to be at least a while. And then, you know, a while from when there is one to when it's available to all. We've already seen that with testing, right? So if you're just canceling things because of that, then you might as well consider canceling next season too. I mean, when is the return date? I mean, it'd be one thing if you were looking at some of these events and you go, well, okay, we can't do them in July or August, but by September we're going to have this and then we'll be good to go. That would be different, but that doesn't exist. So you have to live with the reality. And to me, there's some line between returning wisely and returning recklessly to life. And I think we all have to return wisely to life. There's no need for massive indoor gatherings right now. There's no need for people who work from home and can work from home efficiently to go back to being in close proximity to people in the office and all that. You know, there are different measures you could take. You should wear your mask when you're outside, all that sort of stuff. But either we return to some functioning form of our society or we don't. And I would vote for the former, given the fact that the coronavirus is now just a part of our existence, unfortunately. And I say that in no way to trivialize it, because you can't trivialize something that's been so devastating. I mean, it's taken over 100,000 lives. It's almost beyond, you know, what you can fathom, and the economic devastation. But nevertheless, we're going to have to push forward at some point. And I keep seeing people like detract from that, the idea of the NBA coming back for various reasons, and the talk about the uptick in the cases in Florida. If what they're doing is correct, if their plan works correctly, it doesn't matter where the site is located. The whole point of it is that the site is isolated from everything else. So yes, technically, literally, the Disney is in Florida, but for all intents and purposes, it's not actually in Florida. It's not like, you know, you're going to the store in Florida and then going into that bubble. You are going into that bubble and then you are not leaving it. Which brings its own set of problems, right, for not being an ideal situation, and we understand why some people are uncomfortable with it. But that's why, you know, everybody's been given their individual choice, which I think is the fair thing, and we shouldn't judge individuals. But, it's isolated. You got to test negative to get in. Once you get in, you're not leaving. They've got a massive partner in Disney to run media, to run the operation. And yesterday, they put out a schedule. And I think since all of this shut down, I mean, we've had the NFL, and I want to get to the NFL in a bit, act very business as usual, right? We've had the NFL, that's been their mantra. They did free agency normally. Wow, I can't believe Tom Brady signed with the Bucks. They did the draft virtually, because that made sense. They had their regular, you know, schedule release. And we see those teams out there. But, that's still the fall that the NFL is returning on. It's still the normal schedule. Since everything shut down, since we entered these unprecedented times, this NBA schedule feels like the realest aspect of a return to sports. And I know baseball be right before it. Now that they actually resolved all their situations. But there's just something about the way it was put in front of us yesterday, at least for me, that made it, you know, concrete, made it a reality. We're going to have basketball. And not only are we going to have basketball, we're going to have basketball in a different way. In you know, if there's silver linings to things, I think the way that the NBA schedule is formatted is amazing. It's amazing, especially given the lifestyle that so many of us are living right now in our homes. So they put out the schedule, and the season is going to resume with a doubleheader. It will be Zion Williamson and the Pelicans taking on the Utah Jazz. And, of course, the Jazz, that was the team Rudy Gobert tested positive. The whole thing shut down on March 11th. March 11th. April, May, June. It's been 3 months. More than 3 months. It's wild. But that's the first game. And, of course, Zion's going to be featured in all this. And I've seen people say, well, the Pelicans' schedule is easy so that they can get into the playoffs. I mean, they're just playing the games that were on their schedule when the season shut down. So, that is actually a coincidence. Then there's Kawhi Leonard and the Clippers against LeBron and the Lakers. That's the second game of that doubleheader, which is pretty darn good doubleheader to open the season, even if those games don't really have stakes at the moment, just a return to play. And I think there'll be a certain energy from the participants involved as a result of that, knowing, you know, what that means, knowing the significance of that moment. But from that point on, if you look at the NBA schedule, and I hope they actually do the playoffs the same way, the playoff schedule is not out as of yet, but I hope they do it the same way. If you look at it, every single day, there's going to be NBA basketball all day. Every single day. These teams are playing from like 1:30 in the afternoon till 9 p.m. And I love both ends of that window. Some of these games are starting at 1 p.m., even as early as 1 p.m. And the latest game is at 9 p.m. You know how long I've wanted to see something like that? The late game being at 9 p.m., that's the latest tip time? My goodness, I mean, those 10:30 starts, I think the league realized, by the way, that those 10:30 starts were crushing it in ratings. I mean, I know the West Coast and all that, but for the East Coast, it's darn near impossible to watch a regular season game, but even a playoff game. You got to, you know, you're sacrificing your sleep and you're setting yourself maybe back for an entire week by watching one game because you're up till 1 or 2 in the morning. So, I mean, if you take look at July 31st, for instance. There's a game at 2:30, two games at 4 o'clock, a game at 6:30, a game at 8, and a game at 9. And then the next day, the August 1st, there's a game at 1, a game at 3:30, a game at 6, a game at 7, and a game at 8:30. And then on August 2nd, a game at 2, a game at 3:30, a game at 4, a game at 6, a game at 8:30, a game at 9. They're going to have, obviously, multiple sites set up to play these games within the complex there. And, you know, Adam Silver talked about creative ways they can do the broadcast, camera angles, pump in fans via video, all that sort of stuff. But it's wild basketball all day, NBA basketball all day. Basically, from the time you have lunch until the time you go to bed, there are going to be NBA games on TV. And I feel like I said, that's perfect for the way that so many people are working nowadays. In the house, you could just always have the TV on. Put it on. Throw the game on. Catch part of it if you're not catching the whole thing. Kids are going to get an opportunity to watch more games. I know, you know, my son, Raj, you know, just like a lot of kids, they go through these phases where they're really into things. And in the quarantine for him, it's been professional wrestling. We've watched every single Royal Rumble, I think, in history during this time period. I can promise you basketball is going to be the next thing because he and I are going to be watching it during the day. My daughter, too. She's just a little younger. You know, so I think that's the silver lining to all this, the blessing in disguise. That the way the NBA is going to return. Think about it for gamblers. I remember when I was in Las Vegas. I was in Las Vegas for, this is a few years back now. I mean, probably more than 5 years ago. My wife at the time was working for a company that had an event in Las Vegas. And I went with her, and she was working all day in Vegas. So she would work like a typical day, like something like 9 or 10 in the morning till 7 o'clock at night. And I was on my own during that time period. So what are you going to do? Well, I would go downstairs, would get my cup of coffee, place my bets on the NBA games. And because I was on the West Coast, they would start earlier, right? They would start at like 4 o'clock in the afternoon. And I'd sit there and I'd watch some of these games. And I was like, dude, this is the life. Well, that's what it's going to feel like on the East Coast when these games return. So through all the struggle and through all the negativity and through, you know, all the feelings of hopelessness and worry and anxiety. And trust me, we've all been there, right? We've all had our moments, I'm sure, during these trying times. I'm not going to let that sap away the joy I felt in seeing this schedule release last night. I'm not going to let anyone take it from me. You will not take this from me. And I hope no one will take it from you. So, you know, we've spent many a minute, many an hour on this show and otherwise discussing topics of much gravity and much weight. And I promise you I will always do so. And I promise you I will not ignore the real issues of our time just because some sports are back as well. But we do all need to relax sometimes. We do all need to experience some joy. We do all need some fun in our lives. And man, I felt that feeling for the first time in a long time, at least when it relates to sports, by seeing the NBA schedule last night. Did you feel the same? Would you like to join me in celebrating? The NBA is coming back. Sports are coming back. We're going to have basketball all day, guys. 1 in the afternoon to 11 o'clock at night. No late games. You'll be able to stay up and watch. Latest game starts at 9. As soon as you get your lunch break or your lunch, whatever, a game's going to be on. I think they should just that should be the schedule for forever now. I hope this leads to something of that ilk. But because of the way that the site is being managed, it makes the most sense. They have to get these games in, and everybody's already there. CBS Sports Radio's toll-free line, 855-212-4227, sponsored by Geico. Geico has introduced the Geico Give Back, a 15% credit on car and motorcycle policies for current and new customers that lasts your full policy term. Visit geico.com/giveback for info and eligibility. Would you like to join me? Should we celebrate the NBA schedule release? I mean, we got to celebrate something at some point, right? Why not this? Celebrate with me. The NBA is back, and it's coming back in a way that is digestible to especially a guy like me, where I'm at in my life right now. 855-212-4227, 855-212-4227. It is the Robin Lundberg Show here on CBS Sports Radio.
Short on sleep and long on opinions, he's Robin Lundberg.
Poland Spring 1 tweets in, great show. You think the NBA will finish? Going to be hard keeping those players sane. Look, it's not an ideal situation. I don't think anybody's made any bones about that. Do I think it will finish? Look, I'm not going to put this energy into the air that it's not going to finish. I'm hopeful that it will finish. Yes, I believe the season will finish. I think the NBA has done the best that they possibly can do. If they're going to return, which they're going to return for a myriad of reasons, obviously money's one of them. Let's not like be naive that I mean, the number one reason I would say that the league is returning are the finances. And I'm not talking about the players specifically. I mean the league itself. You have TV contracts to satisfy. There's billions of dollars on the line. And I don't even say that as a negative. I mean, look, I'm not a money guy. I'm not I don't worship money. My goal in life is not to make as much money as possible. It would be good. I like money for convenience, for security, for my family and everything like that. But the idea of it, it's never been my thing. I'm on the side of people who feel there is outrageous greed to the detriment of regular folk in this country. But there's also, you know, just realities. People need to get paid. The players need to get paid. The partners need to get paid. The people who work for these franchises need to get paid. The people in sports media need to get paid. You know, there's just a trickle-down effect that is a real thing. I mean, the negative of the pandemic that we've seen, one of the huge negatives, there's the safety and health, of course, and then there's the economic ramifications we've seen. People have lost their jobs, right? So yeah, I think it is prudent for massive organizations, for businesses to try to return to life wisely, if they can. Not recklessly, but wisely. And the NBA, has, you know, I read some of the 113-page memo, but I also know that the gist of what they're trying to do, and what they're trying to do is keep this isolated into its own campus sort of environment. And given that, yeah, I think they'll be able to finish, because I think they'll be able to manage any outbreak they have. I only will use the word outbreak because I don't think they're going to have an outbreak, because they'll be able to trace where it starts from, the origin, and isolate. Because, you know, in order to enter in the first place, you're going to have to be negative. So as soon as they get the positive result, they should be able to take that positive result person, individual, and keep them from others. So therefore, it's not like spreading rapidly. They're also not going to shut down for a positive test or a couple positive tests or a handful of positive tests. There's some sort of threshold somewhere, as Adam Silver alluded to. I mean, you can't have the bubble itself be infested and everybody spreading it within that bubble. But I do think they'll finish. As far as like it not, you know, people not being sane, look, there's a level of sacrifice that the players are making. Some of them are going to be away from their family, and friends. But, you know, the league's also, it seems, tried to make this environment as comfortable as possible. And if I were single, to be honest, if I didn't have two kids, I would love to be in there covering it. You know, I would love to be in there covering it. And it's a moment in time, right? And, you know, you're basically staying at a luxury hotel with a lot of amenities, and then NBA basketball all the time. You know, I thank the players for making a sacrifice. I hope the players are able to use the platform in the way that I know many of them want to. And then also hope that the basketball itself is good for our spirit, our collective spirit. You know, people will say stuff like sports brings hope and all that stuff. I don't want to overstate that, but there is some truth to it. I mean, what have we had as a shared experience since all this started? I mean, the NBA, in many ways, led the shutdown. Hopefully, it can lead the return. I mean, and I say that knowing how real, the reality is still at this very moment, especially in certain states, but really across the country. I'm in the New York area, so we were feeling it a few weeks ago, and the way it's been managed here was competent, and it's under control. Obviously, I don't know if the rest of the country can have the same faith in the leadership and the management of how this has gone down, but I have faith in the leadership and the management of the NBA. So I do believe that the NBA season will take place as planned. Anthony Martin tweets in, finally NBA coming back. July 30th can't arrive soon enough. He tweets me a picture of some of the games on the schedule, including Jazz, Pelicans, Clippers, Lakers, Celtics, Bucks the next day, Bucks, Rockets on that Sunday, Grizzlies, Pelicans that Monday, Lakers, Rockets that Thursday. But there's going to be games all day. I mean, I think the coolest thing about all this is that these games are starting at 1 o'clock in the afternoon. And the latest one is at 9 o'clock. And they're coming back to back to back. It's very like almost NCAA tournament-esque. Games all day, games all night. I hope they do the playoffs the same way. But, you know, since all this started, the first time I felt that moment, that excitement, that pop about sports being back was when I saw that schedule last night. It's the first time it was like, oh, yeah, this is really happening. You know, it's not, you know, they're not going to be derailed by a column or somebody complaining on Twitter. It's happening. And it's happening in a way that I think is ideal. Look, it would be ideal for me in life the way it was, as I'm, you know, I feel like an old man sometimes, whether I need an early bedtime and also I want to watch the games with my kids and all that. But it's, I think, especially ideal for the lifestyle that people are living right now at home. And I'm excited. I'm excited to have that back in our lives. I mean, maybe I'm more excited than others because that's my favorite sport. That's my favorite league because of what I do for a living, obviously. But I hope some of you can join me in said excitement. I hope we're actually allowed to be happy about something, to be excited about something, to celebrate something. Would you like to celebrate the NBA's return with me? The NBA schedule release. Do you feel the same way? 855-212-4227. 855-212-4227. Can't we be happy about something? Can't we enjoy something? Can't we smile? I just want to smile, guys. I want to have a laugh. I want to pump my fist in exuberance, in jubilation, in euphoria. I want to lose myself for a few hours in sports ball. I'm happy about it. I'm happy about it. The NBA is coming back. There's a schedule. It's going to be all day, every day. And, you know, baseball will start at the same time. Football hopefully is right around the corner. We'll get to the NFL. And I think there's, you know, some bigger hurdles for the NFL. I think there's massive hurdles for college sports, which I want to touch on. But I did want to, you know, in the midst of all this, we've talked about the coronavirus so much. We've talked about real life topics on this show. And like I said, we will continue to do so. I'm not, you know, ignoring those because this has arisen and this is back. But man, sometimes we do got to relax a little bit. And I'd like to share in celebrating the NBA being back.
Making weekends great, one Saturday at a time. Here's Robin Lundberg.
I mean, it's easy to be cynical and say cash rules everything around me. And that is the reason that the NBA is coming back and any sports league is coming back. And while that's true, that doesn't mean there aren't ancillary benefits to those leagues returning. And for me, the NBA schedule release was a moment of a release, a relief from the months of the state we've been in. You know, and the NBA, I think, is uniquely positioned to help return to some sense of normalcy, to continue to get a message across that the country needs to hear, and to provide some high-quality sports for us to enjoy. 855-212-4227. I want to know if you want to celebrate with me, because that schedule release was the first time I was like, oh, wow, this is real. You know, this is actually happening. And they're games all day. 1 o'clock in the afternoon is the first tip-off time. 9 p.m. Eastern is the last tip-off time, so there's no even late-night games. 855-212-4227. Let's go to Ron in Chicago. Ron, you're up next here on CBS Sports Radio. What's up, Ron?
Hey, good morning, Ron. Well, I definitely don't want to celebrate the NBA. That's my least favorite sport. I haven't watched a basketball game since the great Tim Duncan retired. And didn't watch The Last Dance, any of that. Magic Johnson was my favorite player. But so no, I have no use in basketball. I still okay. Like playing a little bit, but the best thing I heard this week, baseball's coming back. That's all that matters for me. That's it. I just love baseball, but you know, everybody has their you know, choice of sports, and that's fine. But no, that's it. So as long as there's some baseball, particularly here in Chicago, the White Sox, who are projected before this stuff occurred, to be projected to be one of the most exciting. Don't know how many games they were going to win, but a lot of the players they brought in and these new players they have brought up from their system. So as a 50-year White Sox fan and someone who loves baseball, it'll be great to have some baseball. Have a good day, but enjoy your basketball.
All right, hey, look, same to you, man. We're all allowed to have our favorites. That's fine. You know, baseball, the one thing I'll say for baseball's return, I like the idea of a short season. I know, like, some purists and whatever are against it. I feel like there's a more of a sense of urgency in a short season for baseball. I feel like with baseball, so many people were up in arms and outraged about the squabble between the owners and the players, and then all of a sudden they announce a season and that's all over with. That stuck with me a little bit. I mean, I'm not, you know, if I'm going to tell you I'm upset about something, I'm not going to then just, like, forget about it. Like, I'm not doing it for effect. I think baseball's use of its platform during this time has been shameful. Shameful. You know, there have been some players who have taken a stand on certain issues, but the collective voice of baseball, if you were to say, like, what was the collective voice of baseball during the pandemic and during this fight for equality in the United States, and all you were hearing is about the prorated salaries and who's greedy and who's not, that's what their voice was. People were dying. People were out of work. People were fighting to be recognized, and that's all you heard from baseball. Meanwhile, I think the conversations out of the NBA have been much more righteous. So not only am I just an NBA fan before I'm a baseball fan, that's just the honest truth. I do, you know, I am more excited about the NBA because it feels a little bit more, I don't want to say pure, that's going over the top, but it more real, a little more real to me than the way baseball handled themselves, which I think their collective voice was shameful. But, you know, baseball's also a regional thing too, so people are going to be really excited about their baseball team coming back, and I get that. I'm not going to tell anybody what to be excited about or what not to be excited about. I do have a few more concerns with baseball because they're going to be traveling and the like, how they're going to manage. You know, the NBA's bubble site is different than baseball, but they'll both be back about the same time. So if you want to celebrate baseball as well, you're welcome to. For me, it was seeing that NBA schedule and seeing those games and when they're taking place that was the first bit of reality in the return. 855-212-4227, 855-212-4227. Let's go to John in Oregon. John, you're up next here on CBS Sports Radio. What's up, John?
Good morning. How are you?
I'm doing well. How are you?
Good. I seen the schedule come out, too, yesterday, and I was excited as well until I looked at the New Orleans Pelicans schedule compared to my Blazers schedule. It seems to me like they really do want Zion to play against LeBron. What do you think about that? If you've seen them two schedules or you have them in front of you, I don't know.
Yeah, well, I think they do want Zion to play in front of LeBron, but I also think, you know, John, that they're playing the games that were on their schedule already, so there's no manipulation here.
Oh, gotcha.
You know, like, those are the games that they were going to play if the season hadn't stopped. <You know? laughs> So,
Yeah, I got you. Okay, well, thanks. I mean, we got the two big guys coming back, but, you know, it's going to take them a minute to get into the swing of things.
Well, look, it's going to take everybody a minute, right? And I appreciate the call. I don't know if, you know, we have any idea how, you know, that this is going to shake out, how teams are going to, you know, respond. But if you do look at that Pelicans thing, I know there's all these conspiracy theory things about it, but the Pelicans schedule is eight of what would have been their next 12 games, you know, after the season restart anyway. So, like, their schedule was going to be one of the easiest ones in the NBA if the NBA had just played out the rest of their schedule. So this was not like a, hey, like, we're going to pick and choose the easiest opponents for the Pelicans. Would the NBA like to see Zion against LeBron in the first round of the playoffs? Absolutely, 100%. Wouldn't you? That's not like a surprise opinion or a surprise take or anything like that. That's obvious. That's obvious. But I don't think they did anything to manipulate that to happen. You know, if you want to say they manipulated it to happen, the way they manipulated it to happen was bringing the extra teams there instead of just starting with the playoffs. You know, but part of that too is the reality of TV contracts. I mean, you got to think, there are a lot of reasons for all these things, and one of the reasons it didn't just start with 16 teams is because you have to. First of all, you can't just like go straight into the playoffs. These guys have been off for at that point like almost 4 months. Can't just go straight to the playoffs. You're going to have injuries all over the place. People aren't going to be ready. And then secondly, you know, they have all these TV contracts to fulfill, both regionally and nationally. So by bringing more teams, they're able to fulfill more of those contracts. And then thirdly, when you're looking at another positive benefit for them, possibly, it's getting Zion into the playoffs. And you know, you look at the way it's structured, if you're within however many games it is, of the eighth seed, you can play a play-in game. I mean, some of that stuff, yes, may be designed to help get a Zion Williamson in the playoffs. And it's not a, you know, I don't think they would hide from you the fact that they want to highlight him when you look at the schedule and the first game that's going to be played, he's going to be in. I mean, if you were planning opening night of the season, remember, you know, people were talking about Zion opening night of the season and he was injured. It's one of the reasons. I think there's a lot of reasons the NBA ratings were down. You know, this year, one of them was Zion going down, as well as so many other players being injured. Kevin Durant, Kyrie Irving, you know, a bunch of guys have just been hurt. The Warriors' entire roster being decimated, Steph being out. I think the late night tips hurt with LeBron. LeBron was in that 8 o'clock window for so many years, and he's in the late window. You know, there's just a myriad of reasons. I actually think the way it's structured now and it's set up for a return could boost them. I mean, I think, you know, maybe I'm caught up in my own head. Maybe, you know, I'm allowing my personal interests and favorite to cloud my judgment. But I think the NBA, the excitement around the NBA's return is going to be high. And I think it's going to be amplified by when the games are being played. Because people are going to have these collective shared experiences they can have all throughout the day. Would you like to celebrate the return of the NBA with me? And if you want to celebrate the return of baseball as well, that's all good. 855-212-4227, 855-212-4227. Anthony, do you share that my take on that, my opinion on that, the way the schedule has been laid out? You know, the fact that it's going to be from the afternoon through the evening, all day, every day. There's just a certain difference in level of excitement about that.
And especially, you know, being here on the East Coast, having the latest tip come at 9 o'clock p.m. Eastern, that's great. I mean, as you were talking about when you went to Vegas, I remember when I went to Vegas a couple of years ago, it was great having on NFL Sunday. I had my bacon, egg, and cheese, and 10 o'clock, have the games get going out there in Vegas, and then you have, you know, the second part of your schedule begin at 1 o'clock, and then by 4 o'clock, you know, the games were over and you still had your entire day left there to go do stuff. But yeah, again, being on the East Coast, have a 9 o'clock tip, the latest start time, that's great. Get to stay up and actually be able to watch the entire game.
Yeah, and people are working from home, right? So they're not like, you know, so a lot of that concern of, are they going to be home in time to watch it? You know, even in the West Coast, I mean, the West Coast, you're going to get 10 a.m. to the last games will be at 6 p.m. So you'll still, if you want an evening game, you have an evening game, and then you still have, you know, some night left if you want to relax and watch another program or do some yoga or whatever.
And it'd just be nice to actually be able to talk about, you know, games and teams and players and, you know, what's going on. You know, as a baseball fan, it was nice that, you know, baseball finally, you know, was able to, you know, set up a schedule. And, you know, now we can actually talk as a Mets fan, as a National League fan, you know, we're having the DH now. So, you know, we've been talking about, well, as a Mets fan, you know, how the Mets are going to utilize the DH, you know, is Cespedes going to be ready? You know, where is he going to fit into the lineup and all that stuff? So just it's nice to be able to actually, you know, talk about that kind of stuff for once now.
Did you think people were faking in their outrage for the baseball? Because I see like all that has gone away. Like
of course, but, I mean, yeah, but I knew that. Of course, once you know they came, they figured out what they were going to do. Of course, people were going to come back and be interested and watch. I mean, I knew that.
I knew that too. But I mean, I legitimately did leave a bad taste in my mouth. I mean,
Of course, yeah.
My impression of the sport is of the culture of the sport is lower as a result of that. Again, because of the magnitude of these times and that being the way that they use their collective voice.
I hated how they handled it, but I mean, I never lied to anybody. You know, I always said right from the beginning, as soon as they come to an agreement and when baseball comes back, I'm going to be watching. Of course, I'm not leaving.
Yeah, and there's nothing wrong with that. I guess it's some of my peers, I would say, at the time. I tried not to do too many, like, over-the-top crazy
rants. I heard them, too. I heard a lot of threats from, you know, people that work in this building that have been baseball fans their entire life, and I never believed them once when they said that they weren't going to watch baseball when it came back because they were so frustrated with how things had gone. I mean, so... I said it all along. I hated how they handle things, but as soon as the games are back on, I'm definitely going to be watching.
Did baseball's whole thing leave any bad taste in your mouth, or are you just as excited for opening day? And would you want to celebrate the return of the NBA with me as well? 855-212-4227, 855-212-4227. I mean, it's almost hard to believe, but you know, when the shutdown all started, one of my first thoughts was, what are we going to do? You know, what are we going to talk about during this time period? One of my first professional thoughts, that is. And, it's amazing. Like, the coverage basically began with the reaction to the shutdown and all that. And that was like a couple of weeks. And then the last dance came, and it was LeBron versus Jordan for like a month. And then that died down. And then, obviously, the terrible situation with George Floyd and... The voice of athletes in that moment became a topic of conversation, but it's been months without sports, and they're actually coming back. Tom Brady is back out on the field despite union recommendations in the NFL. I want to get to that as well. Hey, this is the Robin Lundberg Show, 855-212-4227, and it's coming to you on CBS Sports Radio.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.